Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, Lord. Not just me, Lord, but cover every listening ear on this broadcast, Lord. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know what time it is. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting and I'm believing that when the music was playing, you was preparing your hearts and your mind and gathering your prayer list so that we can hold them before God, touching and agreeing and praying one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, every watchman, Lord, every intercessor, every leader that war and intercede on others' behalf, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And Father, we thank you for seeing the hedge of protection round about them, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as you see all prayer lists is raised before you, Lord, hands being laid upon them. You know, each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for every prayer that you have answered, about to answer, and answering as we pray, Lord, Father, for we take it not for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you for every praise report, Lord, Father, for those that find it not robbery, Lord, Father, to give their testimony, O Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, as the prayers, Lord, Father, go forth, Lord, Father, healing and deliverance being in the midst this day. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Kohanzo right now, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for him, have done and about to do for him this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching his immune system, Lord, Father. Father, as he go through this chemo, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin right now, Lord, Father, as you continue, Lord, Father, to touch her body as well, Lord, Father. Father, we speak healing right now to all these, Lord, Father, that had cancer, Lord Father, that's in remission, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father, that are going through chemo or radiation right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come, Lord Father, holding them before you, Father, we thank you and glorifying you for touching and healing them right now, Lord. Father, we continue hold before you Tanisha, Lord. We hold before you Jewel, Amelia, Lord. Father, we know, O God, that you can do it for them, O God. We hold before you Bobby right now, Jessica, Lord, Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Keith, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, Father, that you can do it, O God. Touch their bodies right now as we speak healing right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, hold Spurgeon Walters before you, Lord Father, thanking you, O God, for what you have done for him right now, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord, that it was nobody but you this day, O God. And Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Shana and her unborn baby right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your shield of protection round about that unborn baby, Lord, Father. Father, they will not come before his time, and there will be no more complications, Lord, Father. Father, that you will bring forth, Lord, Father, this baby, Lord, Father, without any problems to mother or child this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, for the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, O God. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to send your comforter to them, comfort their hearts right now, Lord. Father, touch them right now, Lord. Father, touch those in Mississippi. Touch those in Ohio. Touch those, Father, in Nashville right now, Lord, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father, to comfort the broken heart, Lord, Father, to heal the sick, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, Father, that all things are possible with you this day, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, O God. Father, we pray in this day, O God, over our schools right now, Lord, Father, as our children continue, Lord, Father, to attend school, Lord. Father, we're binding the hands of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, as we come against mass shooting, Lord, Father, in the schools, Lord. Trafficking, child molestation, bullying right now. We cancel that assignment right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for seeing the blood covering, O God. We thank you, O God, for bringing our children and our grandchildren back home safely to us, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for the blood covering us, Lord, Father, in our going out and our coming in, Lord, Father, for we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for each and every person that is touching and agreeing with prayers, Lord, Father, that is going forth this day, O God. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in this land, Lord. Father, we lift your name on high, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you for being a God of many chances this day, O God. Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for we take you not for granted, O God. We bless your holy name, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for this opportunity as we begin to touch and agree and praying one for another, O God, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord. Father, teach us, Lord, Father. Guide us, Lord, Father. Prepare us right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you this day, O God, to use us to be a light in someone's darkness this day, O God. In someone's darkness this day, Lord. Father, let the light shine this day. Use us, Lord, Father. Father, whether it may be just in a gesture, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. And, Father, we hold before you our unsaved loved ones this day, Lord. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, that they accept you as their personal Lord and Savior into their life, Lord, Father, that they may not die and go to a Christless grave, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you and glorify you for accepting them with open arms this day, Lord. And, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast for anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your supernatural strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you woke up this morning and have not given God a praise, have not said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. And decreeing and declaring that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. You ought to give God praise now. You ought to thank him for waking you up this morning, clothing your right mind. Because if you look around just for 1 second, just let that thought come across your mind and say, what if I didn't have the use of my limbs? What if I was laying in a hospital bed on a life support machine? The little things that we take for granted, take it not for granted. Because the minute it's taken away from you, you realize how vital it was. Every limb is so vital for us to have and to you be able to use. So let us not take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take our loved ones for granted. Don't be afraid or ashamed to tell your loved ones you love them, you miss them. You know, it is, time is so short and getting shorter every day. Don't allow an argument, a misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it, to prevent you from telling that person that you care about them, that you love them. Don't. No day is promised to us. No day is promised to us. Every day is a gift from God. So we are to thank God each and every day when we open our eyes. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Amen. Y'all know today we play, you know, a playback message, trusting that you all are enjoying the playback message. You can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministry and go ahead and click like and follow if you have not done so as yet. And drop a comment under the broadcast letting us know how we are doing and whether you're enjoying the message as it comes forth. Amen. So I normally give the word for today, but I will let the late Apostle Porter give that message, and you will hear from Deacon Michael and Pastor Sharon on there. So I'm trusting you prepare your heart, your mind to receive the word, because the word is always on time. It may not be for you, but trust me, I know it will be for someone. And you might even use the very word that you hear today to minister to someone else throughout the day or when that opportunity comes up. Amen. So prepare your heart, prepare your mind as it comes forth.
Success satisfies the 12 seasons. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abides without end. Success satisfies but for a season. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abides without end. Cover yourself accordingly. We thank God for you. You pray for us as we pray for you this day. Well, right here and now, you're going to hear from Deacon Mike and we trust that Pastor Sharon is only at the end too, and Bishop Porter. Amen. Hallelujah. So here is Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for that lovely prayer from Sister Diane. We thank you for Apostle Porter. We thank you for Bishop is in here in the house too. So we thank all you listeners also while I'm trying to get adjusted here. And you know, we got so much going on right now till we need to find out who we serve. We need to find out all these things. So I wanna come to you. I'm coming to you from Psalms 24. And I see where the Spirit leads me on that. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? And this is what I mean by, where did we get lost at in this? Where was, where did the world go? We know everybody is into their own little religion and stuff, but those of us who believe in Christ, who say we are faith, we full of it, and we got this and we got that, where is it at? Where did it go? Right here in these first three verses, is asking a question. Who shall stand in his holy place? Who? You know, because it is a lot of things going on, and I can understand sometimes our human nature make us be afraid. You know, but we should only be afraid for a moment, not a lifetime. Because we have a lot of things that we have to see and we have to do if you're in the Christian, if you're in your faith walk. He that have clean, this verse 4, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. See, we got a lot of things and a lot of people who try to be deceitful. You know, at this time with this virus going on, you even got people still trying to con people. You even got people still trying to do things to people and stuff like that. They're making these phone calls trying to get money out of people. You know, so you can only do wrong so much before it catches up to you. You can only mess with God's people so long before God catch up to you. But people don't understand that. But where is our faith today? Which, you know, these people are dying, and you wonder if they got it straight with the Lord. You know, it's one of these questions and one of these things that I asked myself. One day I asked, I think it was this morning, I asked myself, I wonder if these people got it straight with the Lord. You know, because especially when they said 13 people died in the hospital in New York at one time. So we have to look and see, as Bishop said, we don't know when our number is called. You got people making it through and you got people not, you know. And they can't say it's just the older people because it's the young ones that's dropping out too. So we got to look at this. We got to weigh all of this that's going down, you know, because God has a way to get our attention. Where's your attention today? Where's your attention today? That's a good question there. Where's your attention today? Do you believe or don't you believe? You know, verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. See, we have a lot of things that we got to do that we come in the fold with, that we come in contact with. Let's put it to you that way. That we need to find out, where are we? You know, because everybody, listen, you have to look at things respectfully. You have to look at people respectfully. You have to, once you see something, and once you see the signs or whatnot, you should understand what they are. You should understand what the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, what to do and what not to do. You know, because the Holy Spirit will bring us out if we want him to. You know, as they say, trouble don't last always. But you'll be all right in the morning. Let's think about that. You know, we as a people, as human beings, we tend to think we can do it ourselves, that we got it all under control. We got nothing under control. This is God's world, and we're just in it. You know, we have to look at the way the Spirit leads us and what is telling us. Now, what is this virus telling us in the world today? What is it saying? Some people say it's coming to an end. The world coming to an end. Some people just can't handle it. You know, with all of these ones that's doing dumb things, committing suicide and whatnot, you know, some people just can't handle it. You know, this morning I was listening, they was talking about we was going to have another Great Depression. What were we in now? You know, I'd be wanting to know these things. Because look, we're here and God got us here and he lets us know who he is. Our attention should be on him at this moment because the blood of Jesus is around us if we believe. You know, the devil's going to attack you, yeah, true enough. But do you think this come from the devil? Or do you think this come from God? Let's look at this and assess the situation. That we get into so many things and so much stuff that God has to get our attention. Where do you want to lead? Where do you want to go? How much faith do you have in God? How much do you have in your leaders? When your leaders tell you about these things. I know Apostle told us about this stuff years ago. So we were prepared. So far as spiritually prepared, because you know, this was something like 25, almost 30 years ago. You know, when I think about it, that these things was gonna come. And sure enough, they've been coming. But people don't believe because people say you're crazy. People say, yo, you don't know what you're talking about because it didn't come right there. The same thing they did to Noah back in Noah days when he was building the ark and they say, well, we don't see no rain. And it took him some years to build it. But yet still that flood came, didn't it? That rain came, didn't it? But all those who saw it, and when he closed the boat, they were left behind, weren't they? See what happened when you don't believe? You can be too late. See? So let's get this right. Let's try to get these things right when we attempt to honor God, when we attempt to show that we have enough in him, we believe enough in him, that we can make it. Verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him and that seek thy face, O Jacob Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Now, The Lord can handle our battles if we let him. If we let God handle our battles, we doing real good. And God have to be in sync, so to speak. We need ourselves to be together. We need ourselves to be praying. You know, we need ourselves, you know, everybody should have a little prayer time. Everybody should be praying. Everybody should be on one accord. We all should be on one accord during these times, all us believers, which most of us probably is. But, you know, we do worry. We do worry about our bills, those who got laid off and living check to check, those on the government assistance month to month. And, you know, we always worry about these things. We worry about what's going on. How are we going to take care of bills? Let's just put it in the hand of the Lord. Let's just put it in his hands. Let's let him fight our battles. Because we're going to have some heavy battles that's coming up. It's still, I mean, what they're saying and projecting is that it's going to get worse before it gets better. But that's with all problems. All problems get worse before they get better. But one thing is, if you don't catch it soon enough, it gets bigger and bigger before it gets better. See, a lot of times, man, we, as Christians, can stop problems before they arise, but we have to believe in the prophets and all that tells us these things. Then we can be prepared. We can have all these things in order. We can have ourselves in order, our spirit, our soul in order. We won't have to panic. I'm trying to say that we don't have to panic, but it is kind of, how we say it, upsetting. Yes, we have a lot to go through. We have a lot that's going on. But we need to know that God is on our side. We can't deny that. We can't deny that he's fighting our battles. We can't deny it. But some people do. People say, oh, why am I so sick? God, you just left me. No, God didn't leave you. He's shaking you up a little bit. See, some people can't stand to be shook up. But it happens. Things happen. But we got to look at God. We got to look at where we're at. How are we going? What do we need to do? See, number one, you need to pray. Number one, you need to get your life right with God and settle in with God and settle in with the word of God. You know, but people don't want to do this. They think they can handle it. Verse 9 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Salah. See, and if we want the glory, we got to realize who is leading this charge in this glory. It's the Lord. We don't want to, I don't want to be left behind. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind. Because, see, once you get into God and reading your Bible and stuff like that, you'll find out it's really exciting. It is. It's really exciting once you get into it because it's always things that fit you and hit you. It's a story or something in there that hits you to the teeth. It's also healing verses. It's also all kind of things in here that we need to comprehend, that we need to see where we're at. You know, like this morning, you know, I had read this, and I said, you know, this is good for this time. You know, this time is... When God shows you something, you just got to run with it. You know, because, you know, I love the Lord, you know. I'm going to do what I can and do what I need to do to keep loving the Lord. I know sometimes it may be a little slow, Yeah. You know, it'd be a little slow to get them orders and to move on it. Sometimes you're just a little nervous and a little scared to step, but you get there. Then you'll know, then you'll ask yourself, what took me so long? You know, but God gives us a chance. We always got a chance. We always got a chance to repent and get things right. God always gives us a chance to get it right. It's up to us to get it right. Because when God opened that door, when the Lord opened that door, you got to learn to be there. Step in. Do what you do. Pray. Read the word. Ask God for forgiveness. If you have to, ask other people for forgiveness. Because, you know, people going to dislike you one way or another. Let's face it. They're going to talk about you, whether you have good or bad. They're going to talk about you regardless. Same way they talked about, think you going, nobody's going to talk about you. People going to misunderstand you. People going to step on you, jump in front. They're going to do all kind of things to you. But how do you maintain? How do you stay focused in the Lord when you're out here in the world? I think Prophet Nally was talking about how you got to lean on the Lord during tough times, because you got a lot of people who are going to try to pick your goat. They're going to try to get you. You know, and it takes everything for you to keep from lashing back out. Now, sometimes people can catch you on the wrong time because you might be not be in the Lord at that 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Then you got to repent for your thoughts and things, because you know things do roll through the head, that we got to establish that it happens. But the more and the longer you're in the Lord and the more you stand with him, is the better you'll be. See, all this that's going on now, once we're here, once we're standing with God, he won't let anything hurt you, won't let anything hurt us. We might be a little down for a minute or two here and there. He might be trying to get our attention for something. We never know until we pray about it, until we ask the Lord what's going on. But then the Lord might want to make an example of you that he can heal you without healing everybody else. So we don't know. We don't know what God's plan is. If somebody say they know what God's plan is, they lying from the pits or somewhere. I ain't got no doubt about that, because our brains cannot handle what God has thought. Our brain can't handle that. What God's brain is, ours can't handle it. I was looking at a movie, say the man said, if I told you everything, your head would explode. So if God told us everything our heads can't handle it. We cannot handle what the future holds. Let's put you that way. The future is the future. Yesterday is yesterday, and today is today. So how do you handle the day? Always looking back on the future. Always looking back, on the past. You can't get to the future if you're still dwelling on the past, if you're still dwelling what you're dealing with right now, instead of coming to God and asking him to protect you. If we don't ask God to protect us, where are we going to be? What's going to happen? We're not going to be anywhere with him because we don't have any faith in him. Have faith. Establish yourself in God. Establish yourself in the word of God. Establish yourself in what you're doing for him and what you're doing in God. You know, I mean, we can go back to verse 1 and 2. Where the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Check it out now. The fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. All this belongs to the Lord. So all this that He's getting our attention. He's getting everyone's attention. If you look, you know it's the attention that God has given. It's showing us that we need to pay attention to what is happening. I mean, it's something else right now. You know, when everybody is under different things, people got a, people got different curfews. They got to stay in. They got to, they got times they got to be in the house. They can only go so many places. What does that sound like to you? Doesn't it sound like things are happening? Doesn't it sound like what do we have to do? What we have to do is pray. God gets our attention. God, now, he got mine. I don't know about you, but he got mine. We need to look at these things. We need to establish where we're at and where we're going. Where are you going in the Lord? What do you want in the Lord to do for you? What do you need the Lord to do for you? You know, it's a lot that we got to see about in ourselves. We got to see what, you know, this is trying times. This is the time that we'll see where we stand in God. Where do you stand? I'm standing. I'm trying. I can't say it's easy. I can't say a lot of times it ain't scary. But I'm standing. I'm still hanging on. Might be by a fingernail, but I'm hanging on. You know, the thing is this. We need, sometimes people need assurance. Sometimes people are, they want to see. You don't need to see. Because if you see, that'll scare you.
Amen.
So don't look for nothing. Think about how God has helped us. Think about how God has blessed you during the years. Think about what he's done at all times for you. I know. I think about how God brought me out of a lot of things. You know, things I put myself in. I think about that a lot. You know, so this stuff that's happening now is not too much. It's not too much worrying me, but I worry about other people, which I shouldn't, but I do. You know, and I try not to, but I do, but I always ask God to help them, you know, to heal them or whatnot. I always pray to God for that one. You know, and the thing about it is, a lot of times I don't worry about self. You know, because a lot of times I can, you know, a lot of times I can handle the pain until it gets too unbearing. When it gets unbearing, that's when, hey, something got to be done. You know, and I ask God, what do you want me to do? I do ask him. You know. So he didn't say Bishop, he didn't say be ignorant or be don't have any common sense. Listen, God gave all of us common sense. Most of us anyway, I can't say everybody. But most of us anyway has common sense. We know to put left foot in, we know to walk right, left, right, left, or left, right, left, right, whatever. We know what to do when things are in order. We know what to do when things are not in order. We know what to do. But these things are always going to be the ones that's going to be established on what we can do. If we stand and we have a good foundation where we're at, we'll be good. As long as we got that foundation where we was taught, told us what got us to do things, what did God teach us from way back? kids going to church. We should know all these things. We should be in line with it because, you know, it's easy to get off the God's the path of God, but it's hard to get back on. I don't know why, but it is sometimes. But the thing about it is you got to repent. You got to give up all that stuff. You got to give up all the sinful nature that's in man. Because man does have a sinful nature because we were born in sin. Nobody was born 100% perfect but Jesus. Now we can raise our kids to honor God and we can raise them up and they'll be good. They'll always follow God because that's what their foundation started them on. That's what they were growed up on, and their foundation was laid. See? A lot of us got that foundation. Now, some stray away, they come back because they're always going to come back sooner or later. Some be scared too, but you know, sooner or later, everybody come back. You know, but once we put our hand out and reach for God, he's going to reach back. If you want to grab the hem of Jesus' garment, reach out and grab it. You want to go in Jesus' shadow, stand there and get it. Let it touch you. You want God to put his arms around you? Ask him. You want God to protect you? Ask him. You wanna move in the right direction? Ask him. You want him to find out some kind of remedy for you? Ask him. Because God will let you know how to get yourself protected. God will let you know what to do if you ask him. But you got to ask him honestly, truthfully. Come from the heart, come from your soul. Don't be cold when you try to ask them like you asking one of the fellas out there in the street. No, that ain't going to work. You got to actually come from the belly when you ask them. You got to actually ask him when you, honestly, truthfully, like I say, you got to ask him. He'll do it for you. He'll always do it for you. You have no problem with him not doing it for you. You know, I'm glad that God is helping his people. He's showing us the direction to do. He's even showing us what to do. But we the one got to follow the instructions. We the one got to get to the answers of things. Because it's on us on this part. God has his part. It's on us the rest of the way. What verse 1 say? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Where are you in that? That's the question. Where are you in that? Where do we stand in that? Or where do we lay our heads in that? Where do we sit down? I don't care how you do it. Where are we? Where are you? I'm trying to hang and be in there now. I ain't going to tell no lie. I'm in there. I'm trying. I'm doing what I can to stay in there. I'm trying to keep that hand of God on me. Now, what about you? That's what I'm asking. What about you? See, it's easy to jump out because somebody will pull you out in a minute. Somebody will get you all out of sorts and whack it, or show you a different path that you think is easier. Nothing's easy. Nothing's free. Not salvation is free, but you got to give up something. So therefore, it ain't quite free because you got to give up your sin. Let's face it, you know, you're going to pay one way or another. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. It's up to you. So, but here's Pastor Sharon.
The
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the word from Deacon Michael this morning. And truly, when he was coming from Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And verse 2, for he had founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. You know, it just lets you know that from the beginning, God said, let there be light. Light came forth. God speak into the elements, and things came forth. So the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth belongs to him. He's the one that created all things, and he's the one that has everything that moves according to his will and his way. And I remember the song that said, everything is moved by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. And man got to move according to the power of God. Man has to do and speak as the power of God give him the unction to speak. And nothing doesn't, even the devil himself has to go to him and ask permission. Because we are reminded in the book of Job that the enemy had to go to God and asked him, and God gave the devil permission. So it let me know the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And everything in the earth belongs to him. He loaned it to us. He gave us dominion and authority over all things of the enemy. But it still belongs to him. So man, into what's going on to now, has to know that God is the creator of all things. He is God, and there is none other but him. He is Jehovah. He is my fortress, and he is my rock this day. And even though it may look like things going on all around you, I'm reminded you still got to find a place of praise, because praise fills the hands of the enemy. Praise will bring forth the God in you to come forth in boldness and declare and decree that there is no other God but Jehovah God. He is God. He is King of kings, and he is Lord of lords today. And you ought to mind this morning, we're going to release some praises on this line today. Why? Because fear got to go. When the praises go up, his blessing comes down. And I'm reminded to say, even in the book of Genesis, when it talks about Egypt and Pharaoh, and even though God's judgment was going forth, I know praises were being released. Why? Because God's mercy endures forever. And the word let us know that everything that has breath, praise he the Lord. And we're going to bless the Lord this day, because it is a brand new day, a day we have not seen before. And God woke us morning, and I'm grateful this day that he woke me up. I'm grateful this day that his shield of protection is around me. I thank you for his protection that is around you and your home and your neighborhood, because I'm reminded that he will cover you under his wing. We are reminded he is God today, and there still is no other one but him. You have to call on the name of Jesus today. The word let us know that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell you, everyone is in a different place today. But you know what? All we can do today is remind the people to bring forth the praise. When you feel like your heart cannot handle anymore what's going on, remember you got to release the praise. You can act dumb in your own house today. You are locked down today. You can go and say, every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. Why? You can just say, because he has a favor of God all around me. out in the world. But God knew. God knew what was happening in the world. But now we know. We got better understanding of what's happening. But don't allow fear to overtake you. Know that these things must come to pass. You say, why can you hustle? Because, like Deacon Michael was saying, the woman of God has been teaching us the word. Now, we can act like we have amnesia, if you want. But the word of God's going to come to pass no matter what. We may want to hide our heads, but the word of God is still true. And the book of Revelation tells us these things. The book of Daniel tells us these things, that these things will happen. And when they start happening, men's hearts will fail them. But then the word says what? The earth belongs to the Lord. It is his. He has founded it. He has established it. And he talks about in verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted his soul unto what? Vanity. Nor sword deceitfully. I'm telling you, even though we are going through this time, please remember to praise, prayer and praise. This is the time for you to praise. Remember the song, the blood of Jesus. Remember the song of deliverance. Remember the song of victory. And when you release the praise, you'll start release the atmosphere around you. Because he is God still, y'all. And put you in a place you have ears to hear. And you will hear clearly what he's saying. I'm reminded when God told the children of Israel what's to come. Some may wanted to listen and some didn't. Some may have been comfortable Egypt in a place of bondage. But God's word came to pass. And the ones that had ears to hear is the one that moved on. It was the one that was moved to go into another place. And he's the same God. God had people that had been declaring and decreeing his word. But you know what? People didn't want to hear it. You cannot close the mouth of God. We are reminded that men will be running here and there looking for the real word of God. Not from the ones that say, oh, it's peace, peace, peace. No, God let us know in his word. When they say it's peace, look out. There'll be sudden destruction. Time, y'all, to remember to go back to that place where you God taught you when you was a little boy or a little girl. This is the time to ask God, give me the understanding to know the season and the time we are in, as in the men of Issachar. Understanding the time and season you're in. Understanding how to move in a time like this. Understanding like Esther, when she was put in a position for a time she was in, she had to follow the instruction of the Lord. She had to make sure God was behind telling her the direction. If now is not the time to go in your flesh, now is not the time to let pride come forth in you, but now is to allow the King of Kings to rise up in you, to allow the Lion of Judah to come forth in you. Now is the time we got to have ears to hear what he is saying this day. It's not about popularity no more. It's not about who you're trying to please anymore. But it's all about what God is saying. What is he releasing now? What direction we are to go? And yes, this is just the start They're going to try to hide. But you know what? You cannot hide, y'all. But you can be covered under the shadow of his wing. He can cover you, y'all. He will keep you. The Lord Jesus will keep you. Well, I don't believe in Jesus. It's time for you to start believing. Well, I used to. It's time to rededicate your life before God. Well, nothing will come down my dwelling. I'm just slapping the oil on my forehead. Nothing's going to happen to me. Yes, it will, if you're not real for God. Are you really covered under the blood of Jesus today? The time for all of us to examine our own self. To me, this is not, it don't matter what your neighbor got to say about you. It's not about what they got to say. It's all about what God's saying to you. It doesn't matter if they know, if they don't want to agree with you. As long as you know that what you, God is speaking to you is what you're saying. It don't matter if they call you a false prophet or whatever. As long as you utter the word that this God gave to you to release. Because in the, when it all said and done, that's who you got to answer to, God. So this is the time, y'all, everyone, come before God. We talked about the closet. You can go in your own closet, and you can seek God and pray. Get your family members together. Let them know, y'all, now is not the time to play. Now is not the time to do things your own way, but now is the time to seek God. Remind them that God is real today. And for the ones that heart is so heavy, find a song, y'all. Let laughter come from in your life. Remember, laughter is like a medicine. Mm-hmm. Don't be so grim. You know, everybody getting to learn everybody again, y'all, in the house. Isn't that something? You know how it is? You've been in the house, had the house to yourself. Now everybody home. Mm-hmm. Now you got to do what? Learn each other all over again. But you know what? You can make it fun. Go back to laughter. Go back to just releasing the peace of God in the home. And always remember to cover the house under the blood of Jesus. And I'm reminded when God was in Isaiah 26, verse 2, it says, open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Remember now, he'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now is the time. It's good to know what's happening around you. Also, remember, let's keep your mind on Jesus today. That's the only way you'll have the peace, is to keep your mind on him. And then Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Remember, y'all looking for the benefit package? Your insurance has some benefit package? Well, Jesus got some benefit package too, y'all. And it says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy disease. Remember that, y'all. And verse 5 says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Remember, y'all, his benefits when you're connected to Jesus. His benefits outweigh the benefits of your job, your retirement fund. So remember today, bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him going in and bless him going out. Know that the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised today. So let go this morning. You may have got a little bit upset yesterday, but you know what? Today is a brand new day. It's a brand new day, y'all. So you bless the Lord and thank him for his grace, for his mercy. Thank him for his loving kindness. Remember, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And remember, he was the same God with Abraham, right? When it came to Lot, when he sent forth the warning that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham did what? He interceded for that Abraham. He knew Lot was in that place. And God, the numbers kept changing. His numbers came down. But you know what? We are in a time now that we do have to intercede and pray. And when God tells you don't go someplace, y'all, please listen. Because he shall keep you. He will keep you, right, in perfect peace. He'll keep you in a place of safety. But remember, y'all, he'll keep you, but you got to hear when he tells you, don't go to this store today. Or don't stop at this gas station today. That's him keeping you. That's him directing you. So remember, have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to you. This is a time that we are looking for the voices of the apostles and the prophets. This is the time we are looking for each and every person to stand up and be counted and know that God is real. Remember, tell someone about Jesus. Tell them who's to tell. This may be their time. This may be their season to give their heart to God. Some people will turn from God, and some people will run to God. Remember, he is our high tower today, and we can all run to him, knowing that he's able to do all things. Knowing everything that's going on now is for real. We heard someone was talking about the locusts in Africa and the locusts in Russia, and the locust is on its way to Israel. We are told about those things in the Bible time. We were told. But imagine to see those things being manifested even right now. I'll tell you, we had to take a deep breath, y'all, with all this the C-19 virus, so many reports going on. But we have a nurse that works in New York, and y'all, what they're telling people of the symptoms, that's not what she's saying. She's seen in the hospital. She said that's not the symptom that's showing in the hospital. The symptom that is showing in the hospital, y'all, is not the cough like they're telling us on the outside. It's other more serious things that is showing up by the time the person goes to the hospital. So remember today, y'all, seek God like never before. Call upon his name. And listen, the Holy Spirit is there to lead and direct you. If the earth is the Lord, and we belong to him, don't you know he's a just God? He will tell you what you should eat and what you should drink. I believe that today, y'all. He'll tell you what to get. So have an ear to hear what he's telling you to get to help yourself, to boost your immune system. So remember today, y'all, Jesus love you, we love you, and remember, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? when the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fail. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in the temple. Y'all listen to this one. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now remember, y'all, remember who the Lord is. He is what? Your life. And he is your salvation. Hold on to him today. Don't allow the light to go out in you. But remember, he's covering you under the blood. This time we hand it back over to Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For that rhema word coming from Pastor Sharon and also Deacon Mike. Praise God. Amen. And as they were ministering, I was looking at this 24th chapter of this Song of David. And the theme of this song is everything belongs to God. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That's include you and I and everything in it. So everything belongs to God, the glorious eternal King. And who, in verse number 8, it say, who is this King of glory? Praise the Lord. And then he answered it, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and bound. He is that King of kings. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve in a true and risen Savior? There is no God like him. Praise God. And the question that I would like to ask, praise God, why I have your ears, praise God. How big is your God? Is he big enough now, praise God, to have you to look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Is he big enough, praise God, to make you love them that who don't love you? Is he big enough now for you to turn now from your wicked ways, praise God? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, but humble themselves and pray, seek thy faith, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then he will hear from heaven, and he'll forgive your sins, and he will heal this land, praise God. Now, I'd like to ask a question. I'm for the question today. What man on earth, man, can stop this virus, praise God? I know they're putting the date on it and all that, but how do they know? Praise. I heard Deacon Mike say, who can get in the mind of God? He said, my ways is not man ways. Am I right? He said, neither is his thoughts man thoughts. As farther is the earth from the heavens, is God's way from man our way. Amen. So we cannot get in the minds of God. Amen. But we can pray. Amen. The Bible says, amen, in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's. Amen. So now, if everything belongs to God, that includes everything in it and what's going on, praise God. Now, I believe in my heart that this one wave of his hand, praise God, can stop this virus. Now, how, amen, can we get in the mind of God? Amen. Let's talk about that a little bit. We say, I'll be there in a moment. A moment to us is nothing, am I right? But a moment to God may be 2 weeks. It may be 2 months. It may be 2 years. Come on, don't get quiet on me now. Am I right? Praise the Lord. How many know that he's able to turn a bad situation and make some good out of it? He's able to turn a negative into a positive. Praise God. John said in St. John 5:20, he said that Jesus do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So Jesus didn't come to do his own will, but he comes to do the will, and praise God, of his Father. our hearts with only those that we trust. Am I right? Now, amen, the question now is, how big are your God, amen, to you right now? Praise God. Do you love him, amen, with a close enough to hear when he speaks to you? Think about it. Praise God. Is he close enough to when you know, to know when you see or done something which you had grieved him? Are you close enough to feel the warmth of his presence? The truth is, are you close to God right now, praise God, as you desire to be, or decide to be, and discipline yourself to be? Think about these questions that I'm asking, praise God, because it's very vital now. It's very important, praise God, that we know the true and eternal God. Amen. Now, after this virus is over, will you go right back to your rebellious and evil ways? Or will you start serving the Lord in honesty and truth? Praise the Lord. Praise God. So how big is your God? Praise God. Do you believe him now for his word? For he have founded upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who should ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who should stand in his holy place? Praise God. Those that he answered it also in verse 4, he that have what? Clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully. Praise God. Amen. Is that you? See, it's time now to look in the mirror, amen, and do some self, amen, examination, amen. Is we good, amen, pointing fingers and looking at each other and judging other folk. Praise God. But we are living in a time now, amen, that this is, we have to think about ourselves. Praise God. Because Jesus is on his way back. Praise God. And this is the sermon of the judgment. Time is winding down and winding up. Praise God. We are getting closer and closer, amen, to judgment day. Praise God. Jesus is coming back. And my Bible plainly tells me that every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you're not mixed up? You're not tied up in religion? But you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Praise God. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. And after he said, without me, you can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. He's strengthening somebody right now. Why do you say that, Bishop? He said because his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. He'll strengthen you where you're weak. He'll build you up where you're worn. He'll prop you up on every needing side. He said, whosoever will let him come. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. There's nothing is born unless there is first an act of intimacy. Oh, praise God. Amen. Do you love him today? Oh, praise God. And that intimacy is between two people. Intimacy is based on one word, desire. Man, do you have a desire, praise God, to serve the true and risen Savior? Do you have a desire to serve the one, amen, the earth is all belongs to him and the fullness thereof and the world that dwell therein? I believe God can say, this world is mine. Come on, somebody. Am I right? Praise God. I'm glad, praise God, about it, that I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. Amen. How many of you can say, amen, you're on the Lord's side? Amen. He's saying the same thing today that he said back then. Oh, man, I heard Pastor Shevin say he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. I'm glad about it today, praise. And he loves you with an everlasting love. So the question, praise God, is how big is your God? Praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad about it, amen? Do you desire, amen, to be in his house? Now, everybody in their own house now. Praise God. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You'll find that in Psalms 122. Praise God. Amen. All praise God. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. And oh, thank God. You know why? Because he had messed up. Praise God. And what he had done was worthy of death. See? But David loved God Almighty. He loved, praise God, the Lord. Praise God. And so the Lord moved up on some people to go around there and get the king out of the house. Praise God. In Psalms 122, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord, for there are set thrones of judgment, the throne of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brother and companion's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. All praise the name of the Lord. Oh, that Psalm 122 is a song of David. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, all praise God. David loved the Lord. He loved the Lord with all his heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. This is why the word of God said that David was the man after God's own heart. Praise God. Oh, he loved the Lord. Praise God. And he wrote many of the songs of what he was going through in his life. Praise God. And I believe you and I today, we can contest to that. Am I right? Amen. We can find a song that what we are going through right now, amen, to bring us out. Praise God. But ain't you glad, amen? He said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. Praise God. Ain't you glad that we are in the world, but we're not of it? Ain't you glad? Amen. He said, when I see the blood, he said, I will pass you by. Ain't you glad? Praise God. And we have, amen, a lot of promises. Amen. That if God spoke his word, he's able to perform it. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. Ain't you glad? Amen. The more that we praise him, the more that you lift him up, and the more that you magnify his name. Praise God. He, oh, you know, and praises is not what we do, it's who we are.
Yes.
Oh, it's when praises, I heard somebody say, when praises go up, blessings will surely come down.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm trusting that you enjoyed that broadcast today. You heard from the late Apostle Gloria Porter. You heard from the late Pastor Sharon. You also heard from Deacon Michael and Bishop Porter. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page and go ahead and on that link, and you will hear the broadcast again from the beginning. This message is from 2020, and as you can see, the word still stands. So share the word today. Be encouraged today. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. And for those of you that don't have Facebook, you can join us on that conference line number, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have not liked or follow our page and see when, get that alert when we go live, go ahead and do so at this time. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible Talk. And it's some awesome topic that comes forth. And know that it's real-time talk, that you can find scripture to back it up. I tell you, it's an awesome time to get to know more about our Lord and Savior. Amen. So, again, you be blessed and hope to hear you on that prayer conference line tomorrow. That's Friday at 11 p.m.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes.
Let God.